the opening words of Pirkei Avos. So Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai, Mosar le Yeshua, Yeshua this kainim, etc. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows: Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai. Umasar the Yoshua. The Dibah Meskel can be a little bit misleading, but don't be misled. Moshe Kibbutz told him, you see himself the Yoshua, Bein Torah Shebachsav, Ubein Torah Shebalpeh. Shehatorah Beferusha Nitna. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the first phrase in Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai is referring to Bal Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh, whereas the Pashto says that the second phrase of Masar LeYeshua is certainly talking about Torah Shebalpeh. And Yeshua had no standing. Moshe Ben about 13 Sefer Torah gave one to each Shevet. Okay, put one in the Oron. Yeshua has no standing in terms of Torah Shebachsav. So Kunt Ois, that what we said in the Hagdomas Harambam, that right, we ask, what does it mean when the Rambam writes for a mitzvah, shehi perush haTorah lo ksava. So we said at first glance that the Rambam seems to have inverted the cause and effect, right? It's not because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it that was called Torah Shebal Peh. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to be Torah Shebal Peh, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it. So what does the Rambam have in mind? So we said, no, what the Rambam means is like this. The separation, the differentiation between Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh in terms of Masorah didn't happen at that first link of Moshe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't hand Moshe Rabbeinu a written Sefer Torah and then tell him the Perushim and Kubalim Balpeh. So in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu's Kabbalah, there was no differentiation. So the chalos wasn't chal yet. Of course, it was intended, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated that it be that way. And that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, Neza Nikri Torah Shebal Peh, that the chalos was first chal, that Mishom Yiparet, that differentiation, right, that separation happened at the stage of Moshe LeYeshua. So according to the way of Rabbeinu Yonah, says Prat Mishanovos, it's Moshe Mishanovos. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, it's referring to Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebal Peh. It's the same, it was the same Kabbalah. There wasn't a qualitative difference in terms of the Masorah Mipi Sinai. Then in the next generation, Masorah LeYeshua, now we're talking only about Torah Shebal Peh. So basically, the Pshat we said here in the Hagdama those are the opening words of Pirkei Avos. Okay, Aval P Shalom Nichtu Batar Shabal Peh. I think that's what we got up to. Aval P Shalom Nichtu Batar Shabal Peh Limda Moshe Abin Kulub Beis Dino L'Shim Zekin Vel Ozor U'Pinchas V'Yoshua Shloshtan kiblu mimosha, vili Yehoshua shuhu talmidal shal Moshe Rabbeinu, mosa Torah Shebal Peh v'tzivo alah. So the Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Shivim Zekin. But then he singles out that Elazar, Pinchas, and Yeshua were the ones who were Mekabel, So all the Shem Zakenim were Lomi, learned. But it was Dafka Allah bin Chasin Yeshua who Mekabel. But then it was Dafka Yeshua of that trio. It was Dafka Yeshua to whom Moshe Rabbeinu was most Sertoshim Alpeh V'tzivo Aleha. So what does that mean? So if you take a look in your mail. So let's read. This is from the volume Kovetz Chiddushei Torah that reprinted Divrei Torah from the Rav and his father that had been printed in different Torah journals. So this Divrei Torah is from the Rav. So on the first page you got, which is page Samach in the upper right hand corner, beginning Os Tes on the bottom. So the Rav begins. I'm back. Don't miss the Rambam. The Sefer Mishnah Torah. Vezal Hashan Rabbeinu. Alpha Mishnah Lenepta V'Torah Shabbat Peh. Limda Moshe Rabbeinu Kula V'Bez Dino L'Shivim Zakenim. V'Lazo Pinchas V'Yeshua Shloshtun Kibbu M'Moshe. V'Li Yeshua Shu Talmida Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Mosa Torah Shabbat Peh V'Tzivu Alehu. U'Bashal Pshalas HaKabbala V'Bahakdar Mosa Kosav. This next line the Rambam is about to quote. If you take a look in the Frankel Rambam, it's on Omud Gimel in any edition, it's where the Rambam then has the 40 generations from Har Sinai to Chasimas HaTalmud. But where the Rambam summarizes and has the 40 generations, so he goes, again, he's counting up, meaning he's beginning with counting with Ravashi's generation one, and going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Mipi HaGevura. So the Rambam, if you take a look, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes Mem. You see that? You see where we are? What was that? Mi Pinchas, Mi Yehoshua, Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shkol HaNeviyah, Mi Im Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. So here in this, in the summation of the Shoshalos HaKabbalah, the Rambam describes Pinchas as having been Mekabel from Yeshua. Right? That's what the Rav is about to quote. ובשלשלס הקבלה בהקדמוס הקוסה ולפינחס מיושע וישוע ממשה רבינו. ודיבר רבינו הגודל צריכים ביור. א', מהו פרש הדברים בלי יושע שהוא תלמידו של משה רבינו מוסה את הראש ברפה וציבור עליה? ציבוי זה מה טיבור. והלא בעצמו קוסה ששלושתם קיבלו ממשה. So what more is there besides the being a kabel, that what more is there that is expressed in the mosa of a tziva? ואם כן, מדוע ייחדס יהושע והדגיש כי לא לבדו מוסה התורה שבעל פה וגם ציווהו עליה. פייס, מדוע נזקק פנחס ליהושע כדי לקבל תורה ממנו, הקיבל יושע ממשה? פעמים רבו סרצייסי לפני אבא מורי הגאון החוסן, זצלו שיברך זה דבר מאוד וגם חוזר עליהם בשיעוב, כי מדברי הרמב"ם מוכח שהמסורה מהווה חלוש שם בפני עצמו בנוגע לתורה שבעל פה. So we'll read this paragraph and then we'll try בעצם שם לנהל את understand. שהמסורה מהווה חלוש שם בפני עצמו בנוגע לתורה שבעל פה, ואינו רק דין נאמונס ובירו. ונראה, דבעיקר של עמיתס תורה שבעל פה, נאמר שתי הלוחס מיוחדות. א', וכך מהמסורה ממשה ואילך, נאמונים למסור את התורה שקיבלו מסיני, ותורה שבעל פה המצויה עכשיו בידינו, היא עושה התורה שניתנה למשה ביגבורה. פייז, דעצם הקבלה אינה רק מייסה ביוה ועלמה, אלא מהווה חלוש שם בפני עצמה של מסורה וקבלה. דתורה שבעל פה ניתנס להימסר, כמו תורה שבחסב, שניתנה להיכסב. ועצמו של תורה שבעל פה נתפס במסורה כמו זו שבוכסה בכסיבה. ולעמידו של דובר לימוד ומסורה שני דברים נפרדים הימה. לימוד אינו רק בירור, ומסורה הווה הלכה בפני עצמו, חוץ דין לימוד. תורה שבעל פה נמסרס בחלוש שם מסורה מירב לתלמוד על פי הלכה מיוחדת ודינים מסוימים. וזהו שכסף רמב"ם, דאף על פי שכולם למדו בבית דינו של משה, Upinchas v'Yoshua shloshim kiblu mimoshe. Mikol mokom lo nimsu alahem torah shebal peh v'chalosh shem masor v'shalshelos ha-kabbalah. Ukedei limsu asat torah l'acherim hutzuch l'chalos maisa masor b'fnei atzma l'shem masor v'kabbalah. Umasora zonis kaima aide moshe le Yoshua bilvad upinchas huchrach lekabalas haTorah od hapami moshe kde lemasor lacherim umakode veramen hu yalkut shemoni pinchas vitzivisa osor leinehem ulahalan vaatzavenu ha ein tziva b'chamokem al divrei Torah dahainu masoras Torah shebal peh uperusham shel dvarav halalu hu the Yoshua Masa Tarsha Balper Bitaras Vachalas Masara Vitsivahu La Masra La Acherim. So the Rav says it's not only the pshat that, at least in the initial generations of the Masorah, it's not simply the pshat that one who learnt could then transmit, but rather the Masorah was entrusted by one generation to the next generation. That's what it means that there was an act of Masorah. Means it's right that it's not simply that those who learned then were in a position to transmit, but rather there had to be an official, as it were. There had to be a Chal Hashem, Kabbalah and Masorah, that the Masorah was entrusted from one generation to the next. And that's what it means, that yes, Shivim Zakenim, and even more than Shivim Zakenim, the fourth time Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Shir, the Bryson Erivin says, so anyone could come. It wasn't only the Shivim Zakenim. Anyone could come the fourth time Moshe Rabbeinu gave this shir. But and even if, but all that was just bivchinas learning. Now the emes is that Pinchas and Elazar, like Yehoshua, were mekabel everything from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu entrusted the Masorah based on the Gzeres HaKosuv, as of Kachas Yehoshua v'hamadto oso v'tzivisa oso le'nehem, this is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu instruction to do this, Moshe Rabbeinu entrusted the Masorah to Yehoshua. He entrusted the Masorah to Yehoshua, that Yehoshua would be the one, again, not only that it was entrusted to him, but part of what that entails is to interpret authoritatively, definitively. So it's not just sort of something that emerged m'mela because he learned so much, but it was a halos, right? That's what the Rav means as the second halacha. Now obviously halacha number two, that what the Rav is listening is very much built upon and predicated upon the first. Obviously there had to be learning. Obviously, there was learning and there was mastery, but the point is that the Chachmei, what Masorah represented, is something that assumed that, but is even more than that. That there was, as it were, a guardianship of the Masorah. That the Masorah was entrusted, and Moshe Rabbeinu entrusted the Masorah to Yehoshua, again, charging him with a responsibility, and B, elevating him that his interpretations were authoritative. That's what it means, that Hagam, that in terms of their learning, so absent the Gzeres HaKosov of the Tzivisa Osolei Mehem, so it seems that Pinchas and Elazar were also candidates for this Masorah, but the Masorah was entrusted to Yehoshua. Yehoshua was the one who, again, had that, what was given, upon whom it was bestowed, that chalos, in terms of receiving and transmitting the Masorah, which explains that Pinchas didn't need to learn anything more from Yehoshua. What was he going to learn from Yehoshua that he hadn't already learned from Moshe Rabbeinu? But for Pinchas then to take his place in that Masorah, and again, a Masorah which was a function not only of mastery, but also, it was a designation. It was... That's what the Rav means by a chalos. So Pinchas needed to get that from Yehoshua. That's what the Rav explains here. Now, if you... If you skip to the fourth page, or the four pages you have for a moment, and you go to number 8... You see it over second, and the fourth page of what you got, number 8. Yesh l'dai b'dir v'ben ha'godu v'agdam osu sh'atakna l'el, l'imdo moshu v'benu v'ezdin l'shivim z'kenim, v'lozu v'pinuchu v'yeshua shloshtam kiblu mi moshu. L'chora, nira d'harambam machalek lo rak b'in limud u'masora, ala gam b'in kabola u'masora, to ha'siyem v'li yoshua shu tamidu shu moshu v'benu masu tarshu v'alpeh v'tzivu aleha, B'yeshnam shlosh advarim. Aleph, limud, beis, kabbalah. Gimel, masora, al menas limsol acherim, tzarechiyim. Meaning, mainly we understand, not everyone who learns from Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabbalah masora from Moshe Rabbeinu. But what's this difference that the Rambam is introducing between Kabbalah and Masorah? So I don't know, the Rambam leaves it B'tzarech Iyun, so... And so you have to look very carefully for errors in what we're about to suggest in light of that. But Lulei de Mistafina, the pshat would seem to be as follows. Let's read a little further here. Again, with the Yeshua Shehu Talmido Shemosha Venu Mosa Torah Shabal Peh Vitzivo Aleha. V'chein Yeshua Kol Yimei Chayov Limeid Al Peh. V'zikeinim Rabim Kiblu Mi Yeshua. V'kibel Eili Min HaZikeinim Mim Pinchas. Ushmuel kibel me elu mi mezdina, v'David kibel mi shmuel u bezdina, v'achia ha-shiloni mi yotzi mitzayim hoya v'lebi hoya v'sham mi moshe v'yakon bimei moshe v'hu kibel mi David u bezdina, Eliyahu kibel mi achia ha-shiloni u bezdina, v'alisha kibel mi Eliyahu u bezdina, v'chulu. So, the Rambam stops using the Lashon Masorah. Right, he only uses both Lashons, Kabbalah and Masorah, when talking about Moshe Rabbeinu to his generation of Talmidim. There he says that Elazar, Pinchas, and Yeshua shloshtem l'mekabel mi-Moshe, and then he singles out Yeshua, but the Mesirah was to Yeshua. But then subsequently, the Rambam stops talking about Mesirah, only talks about Kabbalah. So Lulei de Mistafina, it would seem like this. Be'etzem, usually Kabbalah and Mesira ahaynu hach. By being Mekabel, the Masorah in its totality, that Gufa means that it was Nimsar to them, and they, again, are not just learned enough to practically transmit, but the Torah Sheval Peh has been entrusted to them, and they are now the, again, not only the guardians, but the authoritative interpreters of the Torah Sheval Peh. And really, Masorah and Kabbalah are two sides of a coin. The Rambam only distinguished them when there was a Gzeres HaKosov that said that even though Elazar, Pinchas, and Yehoshua were really all worthy, and, but Afal Pichain, the Gzeres HaKosov was with Tzivisa Sola Einehem, that it elevated Yehoshua above, so there the Rambam says that the Kabbalah didn't translate into this chalosh shame of being Moshe to the next generation. Dafka at this stage, where again, absent the Gzeres HaKosov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't told Moshe Rabbeinu, with Tzivisa Sola Einehem, so then I think we would have described the Shalshalas HaMasorah as Moshe Kibbol Torah MiSinai uMasorah LeYoshua Elazar VePinchas. What was something to that effect? The Gzeres HaKosov was with Tzivisa Sola Einehem. So here the Rambam has to say that Hagam, that Elazar and Pinchas were Mekabel, and in all subsequent links in the Masorah, the Kabbalah and Masorah are just two sides of a coin. It's by being Mekabel, that's how that was the act of Mesira, again, to transmit to future generations to authoritatively interpret the Torah Sheval Peh. But in this generation, there was a distinction was introduced in the Hagam, that all three, Elazar, Pinchas, and Yehoshua, were all Mekabel, but here, the two sides of the coin were split. And it was Dafka to Yehoshua that it was Nimsar, and Dafka to Yehoshua that it was entrusted. Maybe let's come back to the second page, page Samach Aleph here. V'hinei b'perigim mechus tshuva. Yes?
What made Elazar and Pinchas more right for Kabbalah than people in future generations who developed the mastery of Torah and Limud?
Again, please?
What's the difference between Elazar and Pinchas, who were right to be had in the Torah through them, and therefore they have the Dem Kabbalah, versus other people throughout the ages who had the ability to who had the Limud?
I mean, like all the Zkenim, Zkenim, Rabbim, Kiblim, Yeshua, etc. So again, the answer is, I think, absent the Gzeres HaKosov, the Tzivisa Solanim, there wouldn't have been a difference. That's good for what the Gzeres HaKosov was. Kachuchas Yeshua Benin, and with Tzivisa Solanim is that Yeshua was singled out. That's good for the first of the Gzeres HaKosov. And that's why the Rambam says, no, in Echanami, they were Mekabel, and absent that Gzeres HaKosov, then that, again, Kabbalah and again, this is all within what the Rav says, that it's a chalos which goes beyond just learning. But ordinarily, the Kabbalah translates into there having been a Mesira, but here the Gzeres HaKasa was the in Svara, I don't know I think the Rambam is indicating that in Svara we wouldn't have differentiated. וכן הכופר בפירושה והותר שבעל פה, והמקחש מגידך וכגון צדק ובייסוס, כל אחד משלוש האלו כופר בתורה. ולכאורה הדברים מאור פולים קצת. והדגשוסו של הרמב״ם דיישנו לכפיר בפירוש התורה, to hutar shabal peh ukfir b'magidah dain chach mei masor enin mevenes v'lefum b'yata yichad ekfir the kevin shekofer b'magidah harei ukofer memele gam hutar shabal peh, meaning the lashon v'hamakchish magidah means that the Rambam is identifying two types of kfira. One is kofer b'perush hutar shabal peh, the other is he's makchish the chach mei hutar shabal peh. But what's the difference? The Chachmei Torah Baal Peh are the ones who tell us that Ayin Tachas Ayin means Mono. So how is it two types of Kfira if a person says, no, I don't believe you, I don't believe you the what? I don't believe you that Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mono. So what is the Rambam sort of differentiating and talking about two different types of Kfira? One's Kofa B'Perusha and one's Makrish Magidel. The Magidim are just the ones who are telling you what the Perush is. So it's Hayin Ohach. Ram haperish goli, the koy afilu hefer shekofe b'chafmei amasor b'nogel ledvam shehotziu min hasvara, lo min hakavola, v'cholik al svarasim b'shikol daitum shalchafmei hagemara, de b'yachas le'etzim hakavola, leko kfira v'chol zos harir apikores, mishum shecholik al chafmei hakavola, v'kofe b'balei hamasor. So says the Rav, and that Hamakrish Magidah means that he contradicts that which the Chachmei HaMasorah say Misvarasam, Mishikol Daita. Right, famously, many years after this was written, so the Rav referenced this in a drasha. Someone rather infamously wanted to say that, you know, the chazakos that Chazal have is they were just a function of contemporary sociology, and when there are halachos which reflect the fact that Chazal say that tav le mesev tandu, that a woman very very much wants to get married, and she'd rather be married with something that seems like a not such a welcome shidduch, as opposed to remaining single. And then the halachas in terms of when kiddushin can be construed as kiddushei to'os, which are based upon that chazal. So someone said, no, chazal, they were just... It was a reflection of whatever. I don't know exactly what this person said, but he basically wanted to do away with this chazaka. So in that drasha, where the Rav spoke out very strongly against it, so he referenced this Rambam and the understanding of the Rambam that what distinguishes Hamakrish Magideha as an additional type of kfira from just being tofer b'torah shebal peh, as the kofer b'torah shebal peh means no, priya tzoder isn't an aswag. No, that's not that's kofer b'perusha. And a makish magideh means when the magideh, those who are transmitting the torah shebal peh, when the chachmei ha-masorah told us something like such a chazoka, so that they didn't necessarily have the kabbalah. That was their understanding. So if a person denies that, so it's also a kfira. So the Rav says, "Midvam halal muchach dechol hakofer begavra shalchach mehamasora after ein hakofer b'masora atzma harei b'chol apikores." The timel shel davar who the etzem hagavra shalchach mehamasora mahav v'chaloshem b'fnei atzmo v'daito v'hachro oso heina k'masmeros netuim lahalocha v'oso lachlok aleihem. So without the Rav Skiddush, so the balei masora adjust tape recorders. Sorry, that's a dated, whatever, you know what tape recorders? Phones. No, that's a sacrilege. I don't know, whatever. You get the point. Without the Rav's Chiddush, so the Chafmei Masorah simply are by rote, mechanistically saying, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was told in Har Sinai that a pre-eitz hadar is an esrog, the nine tachasayin is mon, and the katzosos kapha doesn't mean literally, and vasish karn kisecha lisnos is not talking about a vasish karn who's a pnuya v'chulu. In light of the Rav's Chiddush here, that no, that there's a din of masorah, dahainu, it's not just simply a function of having learned and being able to accurately reproduce, but it's that the masorah is entrusted. So again, that means that the person to whom it's entrusted, again, it's entrusted, A, that's what we kept saying, A, that it's his, he's the guardian, but B, also that he or they then become the authoritative interpreters of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's what you see reflected in this Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. That what the Chachmei HaMasorah say, Misvara, again, presumably here we're talking until the end of the Chachmei HaGemara. We're talking until then. But what they say, Misvara Satzvam, becomes a part of the, is a part of the Masorah. Again, the Chachmei HaMasorah didn't only accurately transmit, but they became, as it were, the embodiment of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Okay. But there is one other. It could be that the tzivoy to Yehoshua, in addition to differentiating him from Elazar and Pinchas, it also did something else, which has no analog in the future generations. Now, Uzakenim Rabim Kiblim Yehoshua, V'kibel Eilim and Azkenim and Pinchas. Ushmuel kibel me'eli v'zdino. V'david kibel mishmuel v'zdino. V'achia shiloni miyotim mitzayim ha'yim v'leibu yom v'sham v'moshe v'yokad mimei Moshe v'hu kibel mi'david v'zdino. Eliyahu kibel me'achia l'shiloni u'v'zdino. V'alisha kibel me'eliyahu v'zdino. V'yahu yoda kohen kibel me'alisha v'zdino. In every subsequent link, we'll see, there is a question that comes later once you turn the page. But in every subsequent link, so the Kabbalah is not from an individual, the Kabbalah is from the Sanhedrin. Shmuel kibel, not just Me'eli, but Me'eli u'Bezdina, from the Sanhedrin. So Eli was the Nesiah Sanhedrin. He was the outstanding, the most outstanding, they were all outstanding obviously, but he was the most outstanding personality. So he was the Nasi. But the Kabbalah is from the entire Sanhedrin Shal Ayin Aleph. And similarly, David kibel mishmul ubeis dino. Even Eli, where it doesn't say beis dino, but it says mizakenim upinchas, which clearly again has the same effect. But the Kabbalah is from Yehoshua. It's not from Yehoshua beis dino. You see that, Rabbosai? You with me? Zakenim Rabim Kiblim mi Yeshua, not Yeshua and anyone else, just mi Yeshua, not Yeshua Beis Dino. There's no analog to what the Rambam's going to describe in every other stage or link in the Masorah, where the Kabbalah and the Masorah was to the Sanhedrin Shel Ayin Aleph. Okay, the Sanhedrin Shel Ayin Aleph had a Nasi. And the Bezd in later generations is listed also. But Lamaisa, the Kabbalah, the Masor in Kabbalah is not being funneled through a Yochid, it's being funneled through the Sanhedrin Shel Ayin Aleph. But Yehoshua is different. Right? Zakenim Rabim Kiblu Me Yehoshua. It's from Yehoshua alone. And could be that that's also was included in the Ritzivisa Soleineyam, that Yehoshua had this special status in terms of the Masorah. That the Kabbalah was from him. Not Yehoshua Beis Dino, but the Kabbalah was from Yehoshua.
In order for the second stage, in order for Eli's Beis Dino to have been moser to Shmuel, wouldn't they have already had to have been mekabel themselves from? Meaning, anytime it says Ubeis Dino, why are Beis Dino not also stipulated in the Kabbalah themselves prior? How can they give over without having already been mekabel?
Because it doesn't mean when it says that kibel Eli min hiskem Pinchas. It doesn't mean only Eli. I don't think it means only Eli, but maybe Eli is the most outstanding one.
So why does it need to say that they gave it over then? I mean, if Eli itself is mashma, is Dino such, Ram wouldn't need to say it.
Why is there more need to say it in terms of Shmuel's Kabbalah than there is at the stage of vis-a-vis the next generation than this generation. You have to think what these words mean, and maybe we'll take a stop with that again. Not because it doesn't need to be understood and elaborated, but you can be mekabel as a yochid, but you can only be moser as a sanhedrin shel ayin aleph. That is what it says. If there had been no one else other than Eli would have been Mekabel. But he couldn't have been Moser. If there had been no one else in his generation other than Shmuel, he would have been Mekabel, and he was the most outstanding one. But to be Moser, it goes through, again, with the exception of Yeshua, it goes through the Sanhedrin shall Ayin Aleph. We ever had occasion to discuss this. But at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Bezdin HaGodol Shel Yerushalayim, meaning the Sanhedrin Shel Ayin Aleph, in Lishkos HaGozes, Heim Ikar Torah Shel Baal Peh, Veheim Amud HaHoro'o, Umehem Chok U'Mishpat Yotzei L'Chol Yisrael. Va'aleim hifticha Torah shenema al piyat Torah sheyavucha v'ala mishpat asher yom lecha tasa. Zo mitzvah sasei. V'chol ha-mamin b'moshe Rabbeinu u'v'soraso chayiv lismach maaseh adas aleihem u'liyishoyen aleihem. Nochamo, v'chol ha-mamin b'moshe Rabbeinu u'v'soraso chayiv lismach maaseh adas aleihem u'liyishoyen aleihem. It's the Sanhedrin who in each generation, and again, okay, we'll talk about this another time. It's the Sanhedrin, Shal Ayin Aleph, who continue that Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Rambam says it this way. If there's a chiyuv, the Rambam doesn't say Echveis and Hilchos Machlos Asuras. V'chol Hamamin v'Moshe Rabbeinu v'Saraso Osa Lo Lechol Mevelo Treifa. He says it's Osa Lechol Mevelo Treifa. It doesn't. It says in the Torah that you can't eat Mevelo Treifa. So why that formulation over here? V'chol Hamamin v'Moshe Rabbeinu v'Saraso. The Rambam is saying that. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu was initially the authoritative guardian, transmitter, and interpreter of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, so that's the function that the Beis Din HaGadol has in future generations. That's why he says it that way. V'chol ha-mamin b'moshe Rabbeinu v'saraso is chayav lismach ma'aseh adas aleihem u'lashon aleihem. So in every generation, it's the Sanhedrin which, again, so remind me next week, we should talk about how we understand, again, when there's no Sanhedrin anymore, let's say Shas. But in every generation, it was the Sanhedrin Shal Ayin Aleph who were the Ikar Torah Sheba'al Peh. So a Yochid personally could be Makabel, but then to be transmitting it, it had to be the Sanhedrin. So I know. Okay, we'll stop.